Rosa Maria Mendoza says she is self-deporting. She has lived in the United States for 12 years, but is voluntarily returning to Mexico to find work. Mendoza leaves behind a 15-year-old son and an 18-year-old daughter who want to stay in California with their grandmother.
Sí, es complicado. Porque yo sé que no...
It's complicated. I don't know how they will manage. But what's important is that I know they love this country and I will respect their wishes.
San Diego is a short drive from the Mexican border with its massive fence and extensive security. The security is needed, says former member of Congress Duncan Hunter.
What it is a border security program which says several things. Number one, if you want to come into America, knock on the front door.
Many of those coming from Latin America came illegally as children with their parents. Wendy Romero is one of 1.7 million young people covered by a program called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, which the Obama administration announced last June. She is now safe from deportation, so is San Diego State University nursing student Maria Estrada.
In many ways, it changed the psyche and the thinking of a lot of undocumented youth and gave us a lot of hope that we hadn't had for a long time.
Workers who pick produce on California farms are thought to be mostly undocumented with false papers, says Eric Larson of the San Diego Farm Bureau.
Even though they may not be here legally documented, we'd like to see as many of them stay as possible. They're very skilled, they're trained, have years of experience doing the agricultural work that they do. We'd really like to not see them go away.
Hundreds of migrants die each year crossing the border. Laura and John Hunter, brother of the former congressman, head a group called Water Station that leaves water in the desert for the migrants. Laura was born in Mexico and says the undocumented need to be allowed out of the shadows.
To be able to have the opportunity to become citizens, to be able to provide for their families.
As undocumented immigrants await deportation at a detention center further north, advocates like the Hunters say politicians should find a solution.
We need the labor. The guys in Mexico or other places do need the work. And so there should be some way to legally make both sides happy.
Others say the rights of those waiting in line to immigrate legally should also be respected, and the border needs to be secure. But Congress is divided, and leaders in both parties say that finding a solution won't be easy. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, San Diego.